In the hours and days following the November 8th U.S. election that installed Donald Trump as the nation's next president, tens of thousands of angry and disoriented Trump opponents poured into the streets in cities and towns, declaring that the vulgar billionaire was not my president. The overt racism, xenophobia, and misogyny that were key elements in the Trump campaign, as well as the fact that Trump had lost the popular vote to his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton by more than 2.5 million votes, were factors provoking demonstrations condemning the incoming Trump administration's reactionary agenda. Trump's narrow margin of victory in Midwestern Rust Belt states led to a Green Party-launched recount effort in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Because national polls had predicted a clear-cut win for Hillary Clinton, thousands of her supporters had made plans to attend her expected historic inauguration in Washington, D.C. Now many of those same supporters and thousands of other Trump opponents will be traveling to Washington on January 21st, the day after the Trump inauguration, to be part of what is likely to be the largest protest of a U.S. president on his first day in office in American history. The Women's March on Washington began as a modest idea among a small group of friends, but has now mushroomed into a national effort with organizers in all 50 U.S. states and some cities abroad. Your reporter spoke with Cassidy Finley, communications coordinator with the January 21st Women's March. Here she discusses plans and objectives for the march and the stories of those involved in organizing the event.
The march really began the morning after the election. There was a woman, a grandmother in Hawaii, who emailed 40 of her friends and said, "We have to do something. We have to go march on Washington." And that email got passed around. It hit social media. It started to go viral. And within 24 hours, there were tens of thousands of people who wanted to go do this, who wanted to go have some kind of women's march on Washington. So as this movement grew and as tens and thousands of people started coming to it on primarily on Facebook, the folks who were administering the Facebook pages that were getting all of the signups realized that this was turning into a real thing, and it really needed people to come in and chair it and plan it and do the logistics as any other national mobilization. They reached out to Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez to be co-chairs alongside Bob Bland, who is one of the founders of the original Facebook group. And so those are the four women who are co-chairing the march now. So they represent a diversity of backgrounds, diverse women's voices, and really centering the conversation around the importance of women's voices, understanding that women come from different backgrounds and are facing different issues.
What's the essential message of this rally?
Even though the election was the impetus, it was the thing that caused this moment, this movement to begin, it's really not about coming to D.C. to protest President Trump. It's about coming to D.C. to make a statement, a declarative affirmative statement about women's rights. Because the reality is, even if the outcome of the election had been different, we would still be dealing with issues in Congress. The reality is, even if we had a perfect Congress, a lot of us are still dealing with issues in the workplace. So this is really about bringing women together in solidarity for the issues that are affecting us all.
What are some of the critical issues that fit under that rubric, fit under that umbrella of concern to women and by extension to all of us living in the United States?
So I think that so many of us right now are fearing and anticipating the rollback of rights and liberties that we may have taken for granted as, you know, we've progressed to a certain point and this is just how our society is right now. And now we're seeing that's jeopardized, that's really under threat. And so the Women's March on Washington, the National Committee is pulling together a specific policy platform. But in the meantime, I would like to say that we recognize that there are core issues that are specifically women's issues, such as like reproductive rights. But then there are also, because of our intersecting identities, there are a lot of issues that affect women, like, for instance, our co-chair, Linda Sarsour, is a Palestinian American woman, and the issue of Muslim registries and possible like more targeting and surveillance of Muslims is an issue that affects Muslim women. They're worried about their families. They're worried about their children. Another one of our co-chairs, Carmen Perez, is Mexican American and likewise worried about folks who have legal standing to be in this country right now, who may not or who may be forced to into deportation camps. You know, these are very real issues that affect women because we have intersecting identities. And so we're very much concerned about human rights broadly in this country.
The rally is not an end unto itself. There is a critical expectation that people won't just come to the rally, be part of it, and go home and do nothing. There must be some kind of way to build in some activities and some structure so people will have something to plug into when they get home to pursue these same defensive measures, as well as being proactive on a lot of the issues that will be addressed at the Women's March on Washington.
As big as this march could be, it's really important that this is not just a flash in the pan. I mean, it's on the first day of the new administration for a reason, because we need to come together and we need to have new relationships, stronger relationships. It's very, very important that we show up in solidarity for each other's movements so that we can actually protect the rights of all women in this country, regardless of their background, of their ethnicity, of their religion, of their sexual orientation, of their gender identity, and many other vectors for discrimination.
That was Cassidy Fenley, communications coordinator with the group planning the January 21st Women's March on Washington. Find links to the event's website to get logistics and transportation information in all 50 states by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.